Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili Ili Honganji. Moyili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyiliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Moyili Ili Honganji Buddhist Women's Association. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Shingo Furusawa of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsui. Good morning, Reverend Furusawa.
At the beginning of this message, I'd like to read Shinran Shonin's words. May there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning into this radio program. Today, I'd like to talk about a wish for peace. In this message, I would like to talk about why we often fight with others. Also, I will talk about how to stop the fights and how we should live together in peace and harmony. Of course, I will talk about them from the view of Shin Buddhism. As you know, Russia has invaded Ukraine. Of course, most people hope that our society, community, and world are peaceful. However, countless fights, conflicts, and wars always occur all over the world. Why do we have to fight each other? It's because we all have the blind passions. They are greed, anger, and ignorance of the truth in this world. In our lives, we often say, I want this, I want that. Our greed is limitless. We desire to get even what others possess. If things do not work out as we want, we will get angry. In this world, all things and all beings are related and interconnected with each other. So we should help and support each other. But we often ignore this truth in the world and tend to be selfish. Due to our blind passions, we often fight each other. For example, Mr. A and Mr. B want the same thing. If Mr. A gets it, Mr. B will get angry, and they will begin to fight. If A and B are a country, they will have the war, and many people will be killed. In this way, our blind passions are the cause of the fights, conflicts, and wars. Unfortunately, it's extremely difficult for us to extinguish our blind passions. Also, we tend to be unconsciously controlled by them, and so we fight with others. What should we do? Buddhism teaches us that we should know ourselves. In order to see ourselves, we need to look into the mirror. Amida Buddha's teachings are often compared to the mirror because we can then be aware of our true nature through the Buddha Dharma. Through the mirror, we can know how our appearance is messy, and we can adjust our clothes. Through listening to Amida Buddha's teachings, like the mirror, we can be aware how we are controlled by our blind passions. And we will be able to try our best to not to be controlled by them. As an example, I would like to introduce you to the story of a Japanese man. He was a member of a Honganji temple in Japan. He often listened to Amida Buddha's teachings in his life and had deep understanding about the teachings. This man was a farmer, and his wife was in charge of the housekeeping. One day in the summer, he had to work in the mountain. In the evening, he returned home full of sweat and was very tired. As always, his wife prepared a bath and dinner when he returned. But on that day, she did not prepare it. The man was too exhausted, and he would like to take the bath and dinner soon. So he said to his wife with irritation, "Why didn't you prepare the bath and dinner?" Maybe his wife was busy that day and got annoyed. "Wait, I have it ready," she replied with irritation. The man lost his temper and began an argument with her. At his house, there was a family altar or the Butsudan, and there was Amida Buddha statue over there. While having the argument with his wife, the man saw the Buddha statue by chance. He came, realized that Amida Buddha was watching him. He went in front of the Butsudan and said to the Buddha, "Amida Buddha, I'm so sorry that my true self came up." What do you think about this story? This man often listened to Amida Buddha's teachings and truly accepted the Buddha's compassion. But he still possessed the blind passions. Even if we are truly saved by the Buddha, we must live with our blind passions through our lives. When going home, the man had agreed, "I want to take the bath. I want to eat dinner." He was so tired, so when he knew that they were not prepared, he got angry. As always, he treasured his wife, but his greed and anger made him ignore the connection with her and had an argument with her. However, by seeing Amida Buddha at the Butsudan, he was aware that he was controlled by his blind passions and could then stop arguing. In this way, this story tells us that Amida Buddha's teachings reveals to us our true nature, that we always have blind passions. Also, through listening to the Buddha's teachings, we can prevent ourselves from being controlled by them, and we will be able to try our best to stop fighting with others. At the beginning of this message, I read the words of Shinran Shonin, the founder of Shin Buddhism. "May there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teaching spread." Needless to say, he truly received Amida Buddha's great compassion. So Shinran Shonin reveals to us that those who truly accept the Buddha's compassion can wish for a peaceful world from the bottom of their hearts. Today, I talked that our blind passions are the cause of our fights. In order to not be controlled by them, and to get along with others, we need to listen to Amida Buddha's teachings. Thank you very much for listening to this message. Today, Moiriri Hongan's Buddhist Women's Association is a sponsor. Thanks to them, I can share the Buddha Dharma with you. I'd like to extend my gratitude to the BWA. In closing, let us recite the Onen Butsu or Namo Amida Butsu. Please put your hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu, 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 Namandabu.
To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiriliihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 27th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. service will be Ms. Teresa Shimogawa. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Moiriliihonganji Buddhist Women's Association, and our speaker, Reverend Futosawa of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betumi. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Yuika Hasebe of Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betumi. Namo Amida Butsu.